Hey, Marissa, right now backstage at the Xfinity Center. It's been a year in the making. Maren Morris, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be back here. I love this venue.
It's really pretty backstage because we're like under this gazebo and we're surrounded by nature. It kind of feels like we're out in the forest, but not really.
Yeah, it's a secret garden.
Yeah. I'm sorry it's so cold. It was 95 the other day, I swear.
Hey, I will take this over a hot show any day. It's nice to have like you come off stage and you didn't get so sweaty that you just soaked through your clothes. So it'll be breezy tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure that's uncomfortable. Now, it has been a year since the tour was announced. A lot of things have changed for you, miss. Yeah. I should say Mrs.
Mrs. Yes. Oh, yeah.
I mean, for you, between getting married and just the success of, like, every single thing that you touch, it seems. I mean, do you kind of feel like you're dreaming a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I sometimes think that people are talking about another person when they talk about the things that I've packed into the last few years of my life. Because I'm like, how does one person do all this stuff? But I am very, very lucky that I get to do what I love. And I get to really, I don't know, like, pave my own path. It's been cool to like be in country music and really represent that, and then kind of venture into the pop world with the Zed song and really represent, you know, my version of country music through that as well. So yeah, I've kind of gotten to check a lot of things off the list.
I would say so, and rather quickly. And congratulations with The Middle, because that song, you can't get away from it still.
I know. It's just encapsulating. It follows you everywhere. It's that catchy. But no, I mean, I knew the second I heard that song, it was really special. It was going to be in everyone's heads. It was already in my head. So yeah, when you get something like that falls in your lap, you hold on to it.
For sure. And you're on tour right now with Niall Horan, formerly of One Direction. What has been, because you've done a lot of different tours with a lot of different people, what's been the most fun doing this one with him?
Definitely, I think the places we've gotten to travel on this tour. We went to South America, which I had never been to. I had never been to New Zealand or Australia either. You know, the last two summers, we've done U.S. and Canada dates, and I've gone over to, like, the U.K. before, but have never gotten to go to South America. We did, you know, two shows in Brazil. We did Chile. We did Argentina. I mean, it was just, like, the kind of thing that you wait your whole life to do, but this way, you know, music brings you to it. So
you are one of my favorite people to follow on Twitter. Because you call out the haters. That guy that like a couple weeks ago who just got done saying like he got one mediocre song. Did you figure out what song that was, by the way?
I think he was referring to my church, which I was like, oh, that's good news. Like, I only have one mediocre song. no, I mean, I just like to screw with those people because they ask for it. And yeah. I think most of the time I don't say anything back, but sometimes if it's like really heinous or pointed at me, I have to clap back at them.
And it's the best thing ever. You also just recently did a fan question and answer session. I want to see if we can elaborate in more than 140 characters here on a couple things, okay, if that's cool with you.
Yeah.
You're watching your people here. I'm just making sure.
No, I'm trying to remember what I like said. Well, I was drinking wine on an airplane, like doing that Q&A on Twitter. So who knows?
Okay. Well, one of the questions was regarding kids and that you already have it marked out on the calendar. So does that mean that we're trying? Like, what's going on?
I'm not trying right now to have kids. But yeah, I mean, when you have like an album starting to get finished and you have your whole basic, I mean, everything in my schedule is planned out ahead of time now, not really off the cuff. And I think, you know, I always told Ryan, my husband, I was like, let me put two albums out and then we'll talk about, you know, having a family. Just let me get off the ground with those two albums. And I'm a woman of my word. So
well, there you go. It's already marked out. The other thing was that you almost got arrested in France.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Well, this was like 10 years ago. I don't think it was the French police, but it was the French like metro police. So the okay, subway. This wasn't my fault, but I was there with my friend Skylar, who I went to high school with, and we took like a trip. And Casey Musgraves, we all were like going into the subway, and I always like held onto my ticket and I didn't want to like cheat the turnstile, but this one day I randomly threw my ticket away. This is such a boring like arrest story. But basically they almost like took us all to jail because they don't mess around with the jumping of the turnstile thing in Paris or in New York. And yeah, so hold on to your tickets at the Metro in Paris because they will. Luckily, we just got a fine. So yeah, didn't have to be cuffed or anything like that.
So Marin, not the big rebel, but the people she's hanging with. Watch out. couple fan questions before I let you go, because I hit up Twitter to see if anybody had anything. Patrick wants to know, will you ever do the national anthem before the Patriots game again?
Ooh, you know, I never say never. I will say, like, once you do it at that level, the nerves and just the anxiety that go along with live television and that many people watching, I will say, like, you could be done after one time.
Right.
It was such a great experience. I would probably say, like, Pats fans, I'm not great with, like, the look streak. So hopefully if I do sing the national anthem at their game again, they'll win. But it was a really cool experience. I had never been to Foxborough, the Gillette Stadium, before. And, you know, it was just surreal. Like, 70,000 people in the stands and, like, millions at home. And my ears got unplugged, like my in-ear monitors got unplugged, and so I couldn't hear myself sing. It was just, it was like everything that could have gone wrong did, but luckily everything worked out somehow. Like, God was on my side.
All right, let's do one more. Haley wants to know about collaborations on the new album. Can you give us any tidbits?
I mean, just what I've already revealed, which there are two, and I feel like they're both very rootsy artists, and so I feel like I'm tapping very much into that side of me on this record, and yeah, I can't really, like, divulge any more than that, but I will say, like, it's coming close. You know, you don't have to wait too much longer.
All right, good. I don't want to wait much longer. I always love when new Marin comes. You are friends with a lot of these, like, up-and-coming powerhouse women that are in this business. I just want to throw it out real quick. I would love the, like, Spice Girls version of country. I think that you would be, like, the lead.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I would hope so. Or just a part of it, even. I love the Spice Girls. I think, like, yeah, if I could be Posh or something, we could get, like, Raylan could be Baby Spice.
Right.
Cassidy could be Sporty because she's got the, like, great bod. Yeah, I mean, I'll keep thinking. Reba can be Ginger Spice.
I just see just one song. It would be some major powerhouse. It would be a smash. But, Marin, thank you so much for a few minutes. Kill it tonight. Looking forward to seeing it. It's going to be my first time, so I can't wait. So,
thanks.
Thank you so much.